It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and today we begin a new five-part teaching series that I'm calling Grace in the Grit, Hope for the Hard Days. You know, we all walk through seasons when life hurts, when nothing seems to go right, and pain becomes very personal. It's when the pressure feels unbearable at times. And it's in these places that we discover something very profound. Grace doesn't remove the grit. It gives you the strength to walk through it. Our theme verse this week will be 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. It's where God speaks directly to the Apostle Paul, and he said this to him. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." This isn't a theological idea. It's a lived out truth. And today's episode, we're calling it When Life Hurts, God Heals. Let's begin with a hard but honest reality. Following Jesus doesn't exempt you from pain. In fact, Scripture is filled with people who loved God and they still suffered. Joseph was betrayed and he was put in prison. David was hunted down and he was heartbroken. Jeremiah was ridiculed and even rejected. The Apostle Paul gave his story. He said he was beaten, he was shipwrecked, he was imprisoned. Jesus himself, the Bible called him in Isaiah 53:3, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. But here's what sets the stories apart. You see, friend, pain was never the end. Grace was always the thread. Grace is not just unmerited favor. It's God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do yourself. It's divine strength that's given during our human weakness. And it is the power of God meeting us not where we wish we were, but right where we are. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, Paul said this. He said, "We're hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." You see, my friend, Christians have problems. The difference is we have someone who walks them out with us. Someone who goes through the pain. Someone who promised, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." See, that power that gets us through, it's the grace of God. Not the absence of hardship, but the presence of God in the middle of it all. Let's go to the context of our theme verse today from 2 Corinthians 12. Paul, the mighty apostle, he writes about a mysterious struggle that he was going through, which he calls a thorn in the flesh. People have debated this for centuries, and we don't know exactly what it was. I've heard it was his eyesight, and I've heard all sorts of things about Paul's thorn in the flesh. Whether it was physical, emotional, or spiritual, we don't know. But we do know this, it was very painful. And it was ongoing, and Paul wanted it gone. He said this in verse 8, he said, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away." See, Paul didn't just accept it casually. He begged God for relief. "Three times I asked the Lord to take it away." But instead of removing the pain, God speaks a word of revelation to Paul. What did he say? "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power, it's made perfect in weakness." Now let's be honest. This isn't the answer that Paul probably wanted. It's not the answer we want when we're going through trials. We usually want removal. We want God to take us out of the situation. But God offers reinforcement. He doesn't say you'll never hurt again. He just said you're not going to be alone in it. "I'll give you the strength that you don't have." And you know what, friend? Paul's response was shocking. He went on to say this, "Therefore." Now, I've taught you when you see the word "therefore," stop and see what it's there for. God's going to say something heavy. Paul said, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. See, that's not resignation. That's revelation. Paul discovered a secret. God doesn't just heal pain, He uses it. When life hurts, God heals, but not always how we expect. Let's define what we mean when we say God heals. The Bible teaches us that one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, and that means in Hebrew, the God who heals. And yes, He heals bodies. I've been the recipient of that many times in my life. But He also heals hearts. He's the mender of broken hearts. He heals broken trust. He even heals bitterness, and He sets you free from the pain of the past. God can heal our memories, and He can take it away where it doesn't haunt you like it used to. He heals shame. He brings it back through the cross and lets you know that your past and your sin is cast as far as the east is from the west. And yes, He heals the soul, our mind. And here's the key. God's healing may not always come in the way you expect, but it always comes with grace attached to it. See, sometimes He heals by removing the thorn. Other times He heals by revealing His power in the middle of it. One of my favorite verses in all of the Bible is Psalm 34:18. It says this, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit." See, God draws us close during our pain, and that's healing. He doesn't wait for us to be strong, but He meets us in our weakness. Let's get real today. We don't like weakness. We want to be strong. We want to be capable. We want to be independent. We want a testimony that says, "I beat this. I fixed it. I overcame that problem that was dragging me down." But you know what? Grace flips the story. Grace says, "I couldn't, but God did it." You see, friend, so many times, one of our biggest struggles is our own flesh. We want to do things our way. The famous song, I did it my way. I sure don't want that to be my testimony. See, grace says, "I was broken, but I wasn't forsaken." Grace says, "I fell apart, but in that falling, I fell into Christ. I fell into His arms." And here's why this matters. As long as you're trying to be your own strength, you're going to miss out on the power of grace. See, Paul said that God's power is made perfect in weakness. That word perfect means mature, complete, fully expressed. So if you're weak today, grace is ready to be fully expressed in you. So what does it mean to let grace carry you through the pain? I don't know what you're going through today, my friend. Perhaps you're going through a breakup of a marriage relationship. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you're struggling with a teenager. Whatever it is you're going through today, you can stop pretending and start depending. You can lean into prayer even when there's no words. You can choose to worship instead of just worrying. Open up your Bible and not just read it, but invite God to speak to you. You say, "God, I'm not okay, but I know You are, and that's enough for me." You see, friend, grace doesn't eliminate the storm, but you know what it does? It gives you peace to ride it out. It doesn't erase the pain, but it gives you the power you need to get through it. When life hurts, God heals. Sometimes He does it instantly. Sometimes He does it gradually. Sometimes He does it eternally by just taking us home to be with Him. But He always does it with grace. You know, friend, there's an ancient Japanese art form called kintsugi. And when a bowl or a teacup breaks, instead of throwing it away, the artist gathers the shattered pieces and he repairs it. But here's the powerful part. They don't use super glue. they use gold. Molten gold is brushed into every crack. And the fractures, they don't get hidden, they get honored. And the end result? The repaired bowl becomes more valuable than before it was broken. See, that's what grace does with our pain. When life breaks you, when hurt and loss or shame shatter the shape of who you thought you were, God doesn't discard you. He restores you. But He doesn't just cover the cracks. He fills them with grace. He heals you in a way that makes your story a testimony. He turns your scars into something sacred. I love Psalm 147 and verse 3. It says this in the New International Version. It says, He heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. God's grace doesn't erase your pain, it redeems it. You don't have to hide what's been broken. God is writing beauty in the cracks. You see, grace heals honestly. God doesn't ask you to pretend it doesn't hurt. He invites you to bring the real you, tears, doubts, wounds, and all. And He's not afraid of your mess. He actually moves towards it. And grace heals over time. We love instant fixes, but God's grace often works like a slow salve. It takes time to soak in. Don't get discouraged in the process. The fact that you're still breathing is proof that grace is still flowing. And then thirdly, grace heals with purpose. Your deepest pain can become your deepest ministry. You'll find that where you once bled, you now bless. And that's why God told Paul, "My grace, it's sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness." Not strength, not self-sufficiency, but weakness. It's where the healing flows best. If life is hurting right now for you, just hold on, because God's not done. His grace is already at work beneath the surface. The pain may feel louder than His presence, but He's there. He's healing, He's restoring, and He's redeeming. And when the healing comes, you won't just survive, you'll shine. Not in spite of the cracks, but because of them. Let me pray for you today, my friend. Father, I lift up every listener walking through a hurting season right now. Those who feel tired, weary, numb, angry, or confused, God, let the grace that you gave to Paul, let it be extended to them today. Let Your grace come near them right now. Let Your Spirit wrap around them like a blanket of Your love. God, I ask You today to heal what medicine can't reach. Restore what people can't fix. And redeem what the enemy tried to destroy. Let Your power be made perfect in our weaknesses today, God. And let those who are listening today walk out this moment, not just surviving, but sustained by Your grace. I ask it in Jesus' name. Friend, I so appreciate you joining me today for Fresh Oil. Tomorrow we're going to pick up with part two of this series, and I'm going to talk to you about beauty in the broken places. Have you ever been there? Have you been where you're so broken and you didn't know what you were going to do? And God came along and He showed beauty in the broken place. God richly bless you today, my friend. I'm Pastor Keith Manley saying, until this next time, stay anchored in grace and walk in fresh oil. God loves you.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.